Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in to Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. I appreciate you being here today. We've got a lot of listeners out there, and I love hearing from people I come across that that do listen. I was chatting with Richard the other day. He says, "Do you work there?" I said, "Yep, I do." And Richard listens to us. So, Richard, I appreciate that. And if you do miss an episode, we've got you covered. You can get online, kcap.com. Check out the Coffee Break podcast. So if you do miss something, you can catch up. In to chat with us today, we've got Deanna Johnson. She's the she's everything. She's the owner. She's the lead web developer, marketing strategist. Is that the three hats?
Yeah, I have. Since we started the company, I think it's changed. It's changed a lot, but that's what it ends up being. And I think as a business owner, you do end up doing a lot of different things. But those are the things that went to school
janitor,
for.
Janitor,
house
painter.
We try not to do that. We figure our time is probably better spent not taking out the garbage.
Yeah, Deanna's with Edge Marketing. Also, she brought on co-pilot this morning, Dustin Stewart. Dustin here. How are you, man? I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked a little bit about Edge Marketing and accelerated startups here in the past, but I want to go over that again for maybe you folks that missed the show. Deanna, can you kind of, I guess, just first introduce yourself to the listeners? What is the Deanna Johnson story? We got plenty of time, so go ahead.
I guess my story, is I've been a business owner for almost 10 years. Edge's 10-year anniversary is in February. We are a full-service marketing agency. Helena's a great community to start a small business, and our nearly 10 years is proof of that. And so when we partnered with MBAC to do this accelerated startups program, it was to just kind of help all of these other companies that are just ripe and ready for growth within our own community. And we had an opportunity and an idea of this accelerated startups format to make that happen. And Brian at MBAC thought it was a good idea. So Here we are.
So talk a little bit about Edge Marketing and what's that all about? Like you said, 10 years, that's a long time for a business. There's a lot of businesses that don't make it past that 5-year mark, know, so for you to be getting to 10, tell us a little bit about Edge Marketing, sort of how that came about. How do you decide, I'm going to start Edge Marketing?
So there's three owners now. There was three owners at the time. We all worked at the Independent Record. I was the online manager, webmaster, online sales, that kind of thing. Lori Peterson, she was a graphic designer, and Kelly Fortune, she was a sales rep, and we just decided that we were gonna, we saw a need, and given the business that we were in at the newspaper, we saw all these advertisers that were relying on the newspaper as a marketing agency because there wasn't any other one in town. So we saw a demand. And so we went out and did our own thing. And we kind of specialized in, doing it all and creating a good strategy and a marketing mix and really concentrating on an effective message and that kind of thing. And pulling in website development too, because that's a huge piece of marketing, especially now. So, when we, Kelly, we bought her out four years ago, something like that. And we went down to two owners for a little while. And then 3 years ago, Dustin, we brought Dustin on, and he was, had a different job. And then he was a closet web developer and a good one at that. And so we brought him on as an owner. And now we do a lot of advanced web and software development. And that's kind of what he manages.
Yeah. So one of the things that you talked about, leaving sort of where you are to start something new, that's a scary thing.
It's terrifying.
And that's one of the things we're talking about with, and we're going to delve into that with accelerated startups. But just as sort of a teaser, I guess, to that whole idea, can you kind of think back 10 years ago to that moment and just how difficult it was to start something? There's many ways that's difficult. And my guess is without a lot of support. Certainly not support from an organization or a program because that just wasn't around.
So Lori and I actually had done a little bit of, we had a little bit of freelance stuff that we had been doing. I did websites on the side that when I wasn't doing websites for the IR, I was doing them for myself. Lori and I got together on a couple projects for Paint the Town Pink. She'd do the design and give it to me and we're like, hey, this actually works pretty good. And then Kelly was, I worked with her a lot for her online sales. Lori was her artist all the reps were assigned artists at the time. But so we just kind of all got together and thought that it would be a good idea. So we had actually Kelly left first. She went and drummed up some business. And then we decided, all right, I think we've got enough committed that we can actually just kind of go. And so I put in my notice, and then I don't think it lasted another 2 weeks. We went from, hey, we should start a company together in December, to leaving the independent record at like 4 months later in March.
Wow.
Yeah, it happened so fast. We got busy very, very quickly. And I think that just has to do with, we were already in the industry. We already had a lot of connections.
Sure.
We already knew, you know, we already had work that we were doing, and we were just working way too much. And now, you know, and while working for somebody else, and now we work way too much just for ourselves.
Yeah. No, that balances out.
Yeah.
We've got Deanna Johnson and Dustin Stewart in today there with Edge Marketing, and a really cool thing and a Helena success story. I mean, this is your baby. What's it like to see it 10 years later be where it is now? Go from an idea to something that's not only is successful for you guys, but you're helping other people now get their businesses going. That's really, really neat.
Yeah, I think it's completely different, actually. And I think a lot of it was just bringing you on board. And I think when Lori and I were talking about bringing on another owner, it was like, okay, well, we have to look at this from a financial perspective too. It's like, okay, is a third of the company going to be worth more, you know, with this other person than half is going to be, mm-hmm, when it comes time to sell the company for a gazillion dollars? And I mean, bringing Dustin on, we really decided that that was an investment that we thought was probably a good move for all three of us. And so far it seems to be panning out pretty good. But I mean, Dustin, you had to take a really big risk too when you left your job. I mean, a risk and a pay cut and everything else. But I mean, it's obviously something that, you know, we're not all only talking, you know, our customers into doing business with us, but we were convincing enough that we brought somebody that wanted to, like, you know, take
bring. You're their obviously talents, very good at this marketing.
Bring
thing.
Their talents in and invest in us that way too. So, I mean, I think Dustin should be able to talk about his. I mean, because I mean, the company is part yours too. So, you had to take the big leap of faith just as much as Lori and I did. And I mean, when we moved, I mean, that was the thing. It's like, we both had mortgages to pay. We're like, whatever we do, when it's time to take the leap, we have, mm-hmm, to make sure that we can pay our, pay our bills. We didn't take a pay cut. That was a bigger leap for you, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it definitely was. But it's one of those things that you have to focus on as a small business owner. You have to take that risk. And we see it with every client that comes in the door, that they're taking that risk. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of meetings with new companies, with young companies, and you can see the excitement and the enthusiasm that they have, but not everybody makes it. And so we have these meetings and we talk to people that have good ideas, that have solid business plans, but at the early stages, we know that there is a decent chance that these companies won't be in business a year from that time. And that's one of the things that being involved with the accelerated startups allows us to do, is to help get them over that hurdle by making sure that they've got all of the pieces that they need to get through those tough first months.
Yeah. Well, and marketing, certainly an important aspect of this whole thing, both for new businesses and established businesses. And we've got a couple minutes before we have to go to a break. So maybe a silly question. I mean, in a community like Helena, where it is relatively small and everyone seems like they know everyone, or they know somebody who does, mm-hmm, do companies still need to take that initiative? I mean, is marketing still that important, even in a small community?
Absolutely it is. I think there's so many things. I mean, you have to differentiate yourself from other companies. I mean, you have to be able to say, okay, there's two options out here. You know, why am I going to go somewhere else and either pay more or pay less or drive the extra distance or whatever you're going to do? I mean, word of mouth and taking care of your current clients is the best marketing that you can possibly do. But in a community that is small enough, but big enough that there are a couple of options for different things, you need to do marketing to let people know why you're different, why you're better, why they should pick you over the other person, even though maybe the other person is closer or less expensive or whatever. And so really, marketing is making sure that you're presenting yourself in a way that's you know, reflective of what your services are, and showing people what it's like to do business with you before they get there, so they can make that decision.
Well, and with marketing, things have changed since you started. They continue to change, and everything's going to be individualized based on the company and their needs. I know, but they have to just sort of keep looking at what it is that they're doing and how they're doing it. And I suppose that's what you help with is, you know what, this worked for you 2 years ago. We might need to change this up a little.
Exactly. And there's always new technologies and new things coming around. And I mean, in terms of marketing, there's a lot. I mean, you have to, whatever that thing is, you have to spend money to make money. And that's true. But that's, I think, what turns around is kind of fun too about the advanced development part of our company is that we have the ability to build efficiencies within their company itself. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's using Excel for any kind of data entry, if you're telling all of your employees, hey, email me your time card, there is a better way. There's so many things that we can do to automate information and reporting and all that thing. So that way, yeah, you're spending money, but now you're spending money to save money and you're saving time and a substantial amount of time too. So that's kind of the other part of it that doesn't even necessarily have to have anything to do with marketing. And that's, again, really specific to the company where you can come in and say, they can come in and say, well, you know, we do this and we have to do it every day and it takes an hour. Yeah. Okay, well, let's make it so it does it itself.
Right. Deanna Johnson and Dustin Stewart here with us this morning on Coffee Break. And before we head to the break, just one more question sort of on the same line. I mean, everything is so digitally focused now, right? How do you, I guess maybe two part, I mean, how important is it to make sure that you are there somehow on these digital platforms? And how do you as a marketing company walk that line? Because there is a fine line between making sure that you get noticed and being annoying and obnoxious, right? Of that, the video ad that pops up and just starts playing online when I didn't want that to play, or the banner ad that flashes up over everything and it doesn't show the close button for 30 seconds. You can't make it go away. That seems to sort of defeat the purpose, and people are annoyed at your business. How do you find that line?
Well, one thing that you can do is that you, or one thing that we do is we focus on what the end goal is. So, talking to your audience is very important, and knowing that why your audience is coming to your website or to interact with you on Facebook or Twitter or wherever you're interacting with them is the first step. So, how long are they coming to the site? What do they want to gain from being on the site? And helping them achieve that goal as quickly as possible is a big part of what we do. And that's really where we start the conversation with our clients is, okay, you can have this pop-up ad that's going to ask them to sign up for your newsletter. You're going to lose traffic because of that. You're going to annoy people because of that. So is it worth doing? And a lot of times it's not, you know, depending upon what people are using their newsletter for. But starting out with that, with the end goal in mind, what do people come to your website to achieve and who is coming to your website? And then you can kind of guide people down a path to make sure that they are interacting with it in a very positive way.
Yeah. We've got Deanna Johnson and Dustin Stewart here. They're the ones that thread that marketing needle for you. And we're going to talk more edge marketing and accelerated startups coming up after this on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around. We've got Deanna Johnson and we've got Dustin Stewart here there with Edge Marketing. And we talked a lot of marketing in the first half, and now we want to kind of switch over and talk Montana Business Assistance Connection. I guess first, what is your connection with MBAC? How does that work?
Well, originally, I think that we got to know MBAC because we got a loan from MBAC. How many years ago was that? It was before I started, so it was probably 6 years.
Five or six years ago.
And we've been lucky enough to pay that loan off early with MBAC. But it really was helpful for us to see the vital, important role that MBAC plays in this community, not just in Helena, but the surrounding counties as well. I think they've got a 3 or 4 county area that they work in, and they help small businesses through financing, through mentorship, through connecting them with resources. And over the last few years, we've had that interaction. We built them a website.
We did their whole rebranding.
We did a rebranding for them. Mm-hmm. We worked with them on promoting a program where they were bringing in an entrepreneur from St. Louis to talk about the Helena business community and learn a few things. So that's really where we got connected with them.
Yeah, there's a lot of spokes coming off of the MBAC wheel, but one of the things that has started is accelerated startups. We've talked about it before. We actually had one of the graduates of that first class on, I think it was last month, maybe a month and a half ago, Leanne Colella with Sharp Spruce was in.
She's fun.
And she's fantastic, and it's a really cool business that she's got going. Can you tell us a little bit about accelerated startups?
Sure. So accelerated startups is an accelerator for small businesses either that are freshly starting or relatively new. And we work with them on a variety of different things. One is to figure out where they want their business to be, what it can become, and then really we try to help them test their idea before they spend a lot of time or money investing in that idea. So that
you want to make sure this thing's actually going to work.
Make sure it's going to work.
What we're
That's
talking
right.
about here.
Yeah, before you quit your job, before you spend $50,000 jumping into this business, is this something that's actually viable? And then once we do that, then we help them figure out how to spend their limited time, and we go over a lot of the basics that they'll need to learn. A little bit about pricing, a little bit about marketing, a little bit about time management, and then we connect them with experts in their field that can help them navigate those waters.
And this is a free class?
Free class.
I mean, how does that work? I mean, because this sounds like something that you would expect to pay a lot of money for.
In a lot of cities, you do.
Yeah, you do. And I think that's part of the reason why we do have – I mean, it's not like come one, come all, let's get together and have fun and start our businesses. It's not like that. It's you have to apply. We did start a course that everybody will be able to take in January that wants to, but it is going to be a prerequisite to participating in the class. You have to go through an interview process. So we have to go through all of these things to make sure that you've got the drive, that you've got the ability, that you are going to actually, because an idea is a great idea, great. But unless the person behind it is like ready to step up and get some work done, mm-hmm. It's not going to do anything. So we have to look more, we don't want to just look at the ideas. We need to look at the person behind them and make sure that they're going to be willing to do the work that it takes for this. Because it's an intense 6 months. It's not, like I said, it's not, hey, let's just get together and have a good time. There's no wallflowers. We make sure that the class size is very, very small. So there's not, I didn't have to talk today. Phew, that was,
right.
No. It's going to come around to you, and it's going to be your turn, and you either are going to say with shame and a red face that you did not accomplish anything that you were supposed to do in the last week, or you're going to say all of the wonderful things you did, and here's the problems that I had, and what do you guys think about this, and you know, these are the successes that I had, let's all learn from them, and that way we're pushing through. The types of people that are in this are not the types of people that are going to be able to sit there in front of a group of people and say, I didn't get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they're not excuses.
It's a pretty amazing class, pretty amazing group, and a great opportunity. And you do have, like you said, there's a new class coming up. It starts in January. Is that when this
starts?
Yeah.
So January 15th, there's going to be essentially what we did was we took the first meeting of the Accelerated Startups program, and we pulled it out. So it's going to be a two-hour class, just kind of focusing on those things that we tell the Accelerated Startups participants to do first. This is where you start, or this is how you find out where to start, that kind of thing. Here's some things that you can actively do to get started. So we pulled that part out. That's why it's a prerequisite, because we still want the accelerated mm-hmm. startups people to do it. But learning about personas and learning about, you know, lean startups and things like that is something that's going to be important for any of them. And maybe they're not quite ready to apply for the program yet. This is a way where they can at least get their feet wet and see what the program is about, learn some basics about starting their business, and maybe start figuring out some of those things on whether or not it's viable, whether it's not, it's something it's one, yeah. they want to do.
And it's get what a about of, Bob? It's baby steps.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
We're talking baby steps. So yeah. there is an application process, right? Is there for this opening class as well?
There, so you can register for the class now as of yesterday on 406 TIX. So you can go there. There's also accelerate Helena.com. There's a link to it there as well. So you can go register for the class. There's a couple of quick questions. It doesn't take real long. It's going to be at the Chamber conference room. Mm-hmm. On January 15th. So it's a great way to start. It's a great way to start the year. Make 2020 the year that you're going to start your business.
Anyone can come to the January 15th class.
Okay. So this is a really good one. You know what? If you're thinking about starting something, this might be a good one to go to sort of just figure out, what do I need to do?
Right. Mm-hmm. Just learn how to validate your idea.
Yeah. So why ultimately is Edge Marketing so all in on this? Because obviously this could be something run through MBAC and they go ahead and this is their thing. But you guys are heavily, obviously, involved here.
Yeah, I think that everybody benefits from a healthy small business community. Everyone does, whether it's because it's a new service that's available for your business, for yourself personally, spending money locally, all that stuff is really important to everyone. I don't know, and I think for me too, a lot of our businesses that we work with, starting businesses, I think they're kind of like tattoos, you know, they're addictive. It's fun. And so I think for us just is a fun thing too. It's a way to be involved in the excitement of starting a new company without actually having to start another one because we're really busy.
Right.
But Dustin, yeah, I mean, this is kind
really,
of your...
We do get really committed to these companies and we celebrate their successes with them and we help them get through their failures and hurdles, and it is sort of living vicariously through those.
You're like small business godparents is what you are. that's what you're doing here. So you'd really like it if more local businesses, it sounds like, did, you know, maybe not to that same level that you guys are at, you know, but maybe mm-hmm. they can be like the favorite uncle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So anybody who's willing to sponsor like Montana Radio Company, you guys are great. We've been talking with Angela and she's been invested too. Let's get people there. Let's get this thing going. This stuff isn't, I mean, it's not free. Dustin and I volunteer all of our time, but we demo night, which is after the 6 months is over, after everyone's gone through their business development, they have the opportunity to present to the community, and that's at demo night, and it happens in the fall. That is, events cost money, venues cost money, sound systems cost money, marketing for the event costs money. So unfortunately, and fortunately, I guess, MBAC, this isn't a grant-funded program through MBAC. Mm-hmm. So everything, the whole program needs to be funded. I mean, Dustin and I will continue to volunteer. But finding more volunteers, finding mentors, finding people that want to come in and share their expertise, and getting a library of people that we can come in locally that will come in and talk to these people and help them do what they did. The more people involved, the better. I think it's about a community, you know, a small business community lifting up the rest of the small business community.
Yeah. So in the couple of minutes we've got left, we got about 3 minutes left. And I know you touched on some of the reasons there, but ultimately, why should businesses get involved? I mean, because businesses, you know, I mean, you're very busy running your own business. And there mm-hmm. can be that attitude of, you know what, I'd love to help, but I've got so much on my plate with this. What do businesses get out of this?
Well, first of all, we won't be asking for a tremendous amount of time from any business in particular. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit of time would be helpful. But one of the reasons to do it, at least in my mind, is just to help change the conversation about Helena. I think a lot of perception about Helena is that it's a small town, that it's a government town, and that we're a step behind Bozeman and Missoula. And that's just not the case in reality. If you go out to any street corner, you can see active, thriving businesses. You can find great accountants, great lawyers, great web developers in Helena. And I don't think that anyone in those professional fields thinks that they're actually a step behind the companies in Bozeman and Missoula. So
And you can afford to live here.
And we can afford to live here. That's right. But one thing that is different is that Bozeman and Missoula spend an awful lot of time talking about how great they are. And that's something that Helena just doesn't do. And because of that, it sort of breeds these programs, these startup programs. And this was our opportunity to do that in Helena and at a relatively small scale right now. Having other businesses come and help and spend their time will definitely be worth their time.
So how do they, if there are businesses, if there's a business owner listening saying, you know what, that's something that I would like to get involved with, what do they do?
They can go to the MBAC website. They can go to acceleratehelena.com. There's a form there that you can fill out just for more information. And either Dustin or myself or Brian at MBAC will contact you and talk about how you'd like to get involved. That's the thing I think that people miss out when they're talking about, it's the end of the year. We're talking about, giving back to the community and that kind of thing. It doesn't always have to be financial. We give back a lot of times and we do all the marketing for Paint the Town Pink and support our girls. We do that with our talents. And I think so those small business owners out there that are like, I don't have any money. I'm strapped. I'm barely paying myself. This is your opportunity too. I think that you can give back and you can help these people by using your talents, not necessarily by having to write another dang check.
Yeah, well, and really quickly, if there are people that are interested in the accelerated startups, they are interested in maybe looking at starting a business. Yeah. Once again, what are the nuts and bolts of that first class you have coming up?
So applications for the program are open as well. So if they go to acceleratehelena.com, they can find out more information on the program. They can register for the class, and that's open to everybody. There's no application process. You just have to go and tell us that you're going to be there so that we make sure we got enough chairs. The Accelerated Startups Program that will start up here coming up shortly after that, the applications for that close January 31st, so information about that is on the website as
okay.
well.
Okay, so you got about a month. Don't dilly-dally here.
No.
You want to run a business. You got to just get on top of this stuff.
Get after it.
Deanna Johnson, Dustin Stewart with Edge Marketing. Guys, I appreciate you coming in today. Appreciate what you're doing for business owners, potential business owners in the community.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thanks.
That's all the time we've got. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.